That was Dizzy Gillespie, A Night in Tunisia on 88.5 KNKX.
You are connected to Evening Jazz with our School of Jazz guest DJ Daniela Rodriguez has taken over the 8 o'clock hour. She's almost 18 years old, a senior at Linwood High School, playing in the jazz band there, a trumpet player, the band directed by Phil Onishi. And Daniela, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Thanks for having me here.
It's a pleasure to have you. Tell me about why you love the trumpet. I think you picked up the horn first in fifth grade. Tell us about it.
When I would listen to the trumpet, I would imagine like this powerful voice in the band section or whatever. And then when I started playing it, I realized that I can like make the notes sound different. You know what I mean? Like give it a little color, flutter tongue, or bend the note, half valve or whatever. Like the possibilities are endless. Like for flutter tongue, it's funny because a lot of people they try to do it and they're like, I can't do it, I can't roll my R's. And for me, it's something natural since I speak Spanish, and so I'm just like, oh, I love doing this. It's fun.
Yeah, I hadn't really made the connection before with the Spanish language and playing trumpet well, but certainly Dizzy Gillespie early in his career was really into Latin jazz, and we're going to hear from Arturo Sandoval on trumpet next. Did you grow up a fan of Latin music?
Yeah, for sure. Whenever I hear it, I just kind of want to dance a little bit. Last year, actually, we played this piece, Natalin. Really good. It had more of a bossa feel, I believe. I absolutely love that song. It's probably my favorite one that I've played by far.
Well, up next, we're going to get into one of Dizzy Gillespie's more famous Latin jazz tunes from the horn of one of his biggest fans, Arturo Sandoval. Tell us about why you picked this song.
When I first started listening to Arturo Sandoval, I would be like, wow, you can hit those notes? Like, that's crazy. It just makes me feel like I'm back home listening to some Latin music when I listen to him.
Our School of Jazz guest DJ Daniela Rodriguez has taken over the show tonight. More information on the School of Jazz at knkx.org.
This is Arturo Sandoval, Manteca, on 88.5 KNKX.
We'll be right back.
Evening Jazz, 88.5 KNKX. We'll be right back.
That was PBMJ by 45th Street Brass on 88.5 KNKX.
You are connected to Evening Jazz. I'm your host, Abe Beeson. Actually, I'm your co-host tonight. Our School of Jazz guest DJ, Daniela Rodriguez, is taking over the 8 o'clock hour. Nearly 18-year-old, and she's a trumpet player at Lynnwood High School and in the jazz band there. That's a wonderful piece from our friends just down the street, 45th Street Brass.
No, yeah. I remember when Peter Daniel introduced us to 45th Street Brass at our jazz retreat. He's like, yeah, it has a New Orleans feel, but it also has a little bit of modern stuff into it that really does grab a lot of people's attention. And it is very dance-like. This music is about just feeling it and getting with the groove. It's not really about improvising. It's more about getting the audience into it and just dancing. For example, I think of jazz as kind of comedy in a way, or bringing people together, because you'll listen to these licks and you're just kind of like, oh, I've heard that before. Oh, that's really funny. And it's nice to see live bands perform because of that, because you get to see all this stuff going on right in front of you. No one performance is the same as the other. It's always going to be different.
You touched on something that really cool there. I think through the whole history of jazz, it's about entertainment. It's about having a good time. It's about cutting loose, forgetting your troubles, and come on, get happy kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. That's what I really like about jazz. Because even though I'll be like, oh, I don't want to be up at 6 a.m. to play a jazz band, but once we get together and there's someone who will always play a Charlie Parker lick, it's funny. It brings people together. Jazz from when it first started is completely different from today. And it's okay, because it defines the generation. It's jazz, blues. It all created all these different genres, and if it weren't for that, what would we have?
That's right. It's really the American dream in music.
Yeah.
And this next band that's been very popular with younger audiences, mm-hmm. they have a unique way of recording their records.
They're recording the song and they have a bunch of people, like audience members, in the studio with their headphones on, and they're just listening to it. And so cool to see how, like, the atmosphere, even though you're not in there, you can feel the atmosphere. It's so cool.
Our School of Jazz guest DJ, Daniela Rodriguez, has taken over Evening Jazz in the 8 o'clock hour. More info at knkx.org.
This is Outlier by Snarky Puppy on 88.5 KNKX. That was Miles Davis, So What, on 88.5 KNKX.
This is Evening Jazz on 88.5. I'm Abe Beeson. Our School of Jazz guest DJ Daniela Rodriguez has taken over the 8 o'clock hour. She's almost 18. She's a trumpet player with the Linwood High School Jazz Band. And Daniela, let's talk a little bit about Miles Davis. As a trumpet player, he's got to be one of your favorites. Tell me what you like about Miles.
I love the simplicity because I am honestly, I'm going to say it, I'm not the best soloist out there. And whenever I have the opportunity to just make it simple and in a way still intrigue people and put in some color into it, like a half valve like Miles or bend a note, I don't know, do something that the audience will be like, whoa, what was that? Like, mm-hmm. I didn't know you could do that. Just make it simple. Put some space. That's pretty much what I learned from Miles Davis.
That song we just heard, So What, on sheet music, I'm sure it looks pretty darn simple.
Yeah, when you first look at it, you're like, what's...
Nothing to it.
Yeah, what's to it?
Like, anybody could do that.
Why is this song so famous? Like, why do many people like this? It's so simple, but Miles Davis, and then you have Coltrane, and they're like completely different in the song, because...
Yeah, Miles is pretty chill.
He's chill. He's not worrying about anything. And then Coltrane's like, oh, I'm going to do all these runs. And I really enjoy the contrast.
We're going to hear from a bunch of horns up next, but mostly saxophones in the Mingus Big Band from 1993 with our School of Jazz guest DJ Daniela Rodriguez. More info on the School of Jazz at knkx.org.
This is Monin by the Mingus Big Band on 88.5 KNKX. Thank you. That was Duke Ellington's Caravan on 88.5 KNKX.
That's our School of Jazz guest DJ, Daniela Rodriguez, lining up the Money Jungle record with Charles Mingus on bass and Max Roach drumming. That was wonderful, Daniela. Thanks for bringing that one in.
Of course.
We're just about out of time. You are a nearly 18-year-old trumpet player at Linwood High School, playing in the jazz band there. And I must ask, what are your plans for next year? Taking jazz beyond high school?
Jazz beyond high school is definitely something on my mind because it is something that relieves stress when I'm playing. It's nice to bond with other people and just groove, just go with it. So I'm going to Western probably. That looks like what I'm going to do. Hopefully I'll just join a jazz band over there and maybe I'll actually improvise. I'll learn how to improvise for once. I'll become better. I'll become a better musician because honestly, jazz is something that's fun and you should keep doing it because it builds new friendships. You learn how to make mistakes and just go with it.
Daniela Rodriguez, our time is nearly up, but we do have time for one more song, and I understand this is one of your favorites.
Oh, yeah, and this song is a special song for my friends back at Linwood High School.
Daniela, thank you again so much for being here.
Thank you for having me here. It's been a pleasure. Last but not least, my final song, Sumo by MFA on 88.5 KNKX.